you know how they sometimes will do algorithms to see what are the most oft used words on the internet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, is there a word that's trending or whatever? I suspect the phrase that is trending more right now on not only memes and jokes, but serious things is wash your hands.
Well, and now there's explanations of how you're supposed to properly wash your hands. I watched a whole 5-minute clip on that yesterday. Do you use soap? Is it better to just use hot water and no soap? Is the Purell kind of stuff better than using soap and hot water? It was fast. I don't know that there was really any definitive answer, but in other words, do some of those things, if not all.
Yeah, the one that I saw that was the most creepy was the parts of your hands that don't get washed when most people wash their hands because they're not thorough. They don't do the tops and the outsides of the thumbs and all that stuff. And if there's a germ lurking, heaven forbid there be a germ lurking on the top side of your hand or something.
Pretend like you just cut up a chicken every time you wash your hands. That's 5 minutes of washing hands for me when I fool with chicken.
Or seafood. Yesterday, it was so funny. I saw the meme of Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator where his hand is like the skeleton of the Terminator after all of the flesh and stuff had come off mm-hmm. of it. And it was like me after washing my hands 47 times today.
Yep.
That's how I feel. My hands are so dry.
You won't be alone. Your lotion sales are up.
Well, I was going to say, you know, there's that run on Purell that's going on right now, but really Aveeno is probably going to go through the roof too.
I read a news article that there is a fraud gouging hotline already in the state of Florida,
if not in
other places, because stores, and they said in particular mom and pop stores, because they are not monitored the same way. It would be hard for the big box stores to gouge because it's computerized and it's run by, it's not like an individual that can go stick a new price tag on it. But some of the smaller stores have been jacking up the price of certain things, and you can call an 800 number.
Like Purell and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the make your own hand sanitizer recipes that are going around?
Well, I love the fact that Tito's came out and said, our vodka's not strong enough. Just drink it. Don't try to wash your hands with it. So there is that thing out there saying that but I think the percentage of alcohol has to be 60%.
62, I think.
Yeah, so, and they were like, our alcohol is only 40%. I mean, our vodka is only 40%. Perfect for consumption, but not for washing your hands. So don't waste it on that.
Oh,
so,
man.
It's
crazy. But I think those are, what is the one that I saw last night? I think Lafayette General had go to bed, wash your hands and go to bed, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, just a reminder, always wash your hands. Again, I go back to the why weren't we washing our hands before?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are saying, I always wash my hands. Uh-huh. What's this all about? So
I'm washing mine a little more now, I think, because I am so conscious of, we posted that video last week about touching your face.
Yeah, it kind of creeps me out, right?
The lady who's saying how important it is not to touch your face, and then she licks her finger to turn the page of the speech. Like, oh, that's brilliant.
That's great. That was awesome. And if it's habit, she probably does it every time.
Didn't even think about it.
Nope.
So that's why I think my hand washing's gone up a little bit.
And I love the one with the little girl who's licking the rail, the handrail, and they're like, as you're trying to protect your children from illnesses, this happens.